How y'all doing? Good, 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 good. Okay, now y'all know we're going to pray, huh? Amen. We're going to pray. What I'm trying to do is to share with you some of the things that we pray here at Word of Life Christian Center. This is for the benefit of our online students also. And also to demonstrate some of the prayers that our author is talking about. He's talking about, we're studying right now kinds of prayer. If you will remember, last week we prayed for the nations, and that was a demonstration of the prayer of intercession, where you pray for someone else and not for yourself. Tonight, the author talks about a prayer of wisdom and revelation. Now, that's our author, amen? But, you know, it seemed good, And so what we're going to do tonight, now he says the prayer of wisdom and revelation, and I'm going to say the prayer for wisdom and revelation, and that's what we're going to pray tonight. And we're going to pray it for ourselves. Amen? There are a couple of scriptures that's not in your book. Well, one that I'm going to give you. The others you can just write down. Turn to Luke 24. Luke 24, like I said, it's not in your book. And we will be praying for wisdom and revelation. You can do this at home. You can do this for yourselves. You can do it for people in your family also. Luke 24. And we're going to read verses 31 and 45. Luke 24, verses 31 and 45. Okay, verse 31. Ready? Let's read. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Amen. So we want our eyes to be open. Amen. Look over in verse 45. Ready, let's read. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. So open our eyes and open our understanding. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Online students, we want you to pray with us also. And while you're praying, if you want to look back at these verses, that's fine also. Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to read verses 16 through 19. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 19. Ready? Let's read. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you. We invite you. We welcome you. We ask you to help us to pray. Help us to pray for wisdom. Help us to pray for revelation. In Jesus' name. Lord, we're praying that our eyes are open, Lord God. You're here, yes, to your word. You're here, Lord God, to the truth, Lord. You're here, Lord God. Let us see, Lord God. Ala la la mahaya ya here. Ala la la mahala la kanda la mahira mohusanda la bakaya. De. Ala la la mahala la kanda la mahira mahasanda la bakaya ya here, Lord. Ama baba banda de bede here. Ala la la bala la kanda la mahira mahasanda la bakaya ya here, Lord God. Open our understanding, Lord God, that we may understand the scriptures, Father. Ala la la mahala kahaya. Ala la la mahala la kanda la mahira mahasanda la bede. De. Oh, Rabababababandarabakaya, you're here, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need your wisdom, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Shalalalabakahaya. Alalala mahalala kandarabaki here. Alalala mahalala kandarabakahaya. De. Alalala mahalala kandarabakahaya. De. Alalala mahalala kandarabakahaya, you're here, Lord. You've declared that wisdom is the principal thing, Lord God. Glory to God. You said for us to get wisdom. Ala la la mahashanda de bede. De. Oh la 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 bakashakanda de bekinda de bedea. Ala la la mahaya you here. We're praying to receive. Glory, hallelujah. Wisdom and revelation, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, in the knowledge of you. Oh ba 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 bakashakanda da bakaha. De. Oh da 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 bakanda de behire basanda da bakahaya. Alalanda de bodohoya. Alalanda de bohoya. Alalala la kanda da behire besanda da bakaha. De. De. Oh da ba 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 bakasha kanda da bakihia. Alalala mahanda de behire, Lord God. Oh da ba ba bakasha kanda da bakaha. Oh la 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 mohola la kanda da makahaya. De. Lord, we believe we receive. Glory to God. We believe we receive. Ah la 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 mahashanda da bakahaya. Oh la 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 mohola la kanda da mahaha. Elelele mahaha. Oh la 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 mahashanda da bakaya. Ala la la mahaya. Ala la la mahaya here, Lord God. Ala la la mahala la kanda da mahia, Lord God. Oh rabasa yinda da bedeya. Oh la 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 mokola la kanda da makaya ye here, Lord God. Ala la la mahaya here. De. Ah la 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 mahaya ye here, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for wisdom, Lord. We thank you for revelation, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a couple of other scriptures to go along with that. You can just write it down, and in your leisure, you know, you can look at it. Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and 52. Luke 2, 40 and 52. And then Matthew 13 and 11. And I like that one. It says, it's been given to, Jesus said, it's been given to us to know the mysteries. Amen. Been given to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're in the home stretch here, and I found myself feeling like I felt when my kids graduated from high school and they were ready to leave home. And you wonder, you know, have I given them everything that they need, you know, to make it? Second-year students especially, you know, I'm praying and believing that whatever God wanted you to have regarding prayer, that you have received it, you know, while you have been here for these 2 years. You know, when I leave here, y'all are always on my mind. Amen. And the words came to me, apostolic prayer. Amen. Those are the words that came to me. And then I began to understand that because you are here as students, under an apostle, okay? You're here under an apostle who is teaching you about prayer. Amen. Amen. There are things that you have heard, some of you these 2 years, some of you this 1 year, that you have not been able to hear anywhere else. When I think back to the first semester, I had never heard about praying from a heavenly position. You remember that? but our apostle who's hearing from heaven taught us. Amen. So now when we pray, we can see ourselves seated in heavenly places. And we are no longer praying from earth to heaven, but we are praying from heaven to earth. Amen. Amen. As it is in heaven, let it be done here on earth. Amen. And then this semester, he taught us about praying from the courtroom of heaven. Y'all remember that? I mean, you know, apostolic prayer. he's hearing from heaven. And, you know, what I want you to remember is that, you know, when the tests, the trials, the temptations, issues, circumstances, you know, come up, what you want to do is go to the courtroom of heaven. Yes. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24. And you want to stay there until you get a verdict. Remember? You get a verdict, you get a judgment, you get a decision. And then you're ready to go to the battlefield. And I want you to understand, that's so important. It is so important, you know, to hear, you know, what God is saying before you go to fighting. Amen. 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 And then you're going to get a word. And the word that you receive, that's going to be the word that's going to carry you until the manifestation arrives. I've had that experience. You know, I'm not just telling you what apostle said. I'm telling you what I have walked through as a result of what he said. Glory. Amen. I walked through it. And I took it to the bank. I mean, I wrote it all the way. God is so faithful. He is so faithful. He is so gracious. He is so merciful. Oh, my God. He will take you there if you have a desire to go. Amen. Amen. So I wanted to just, you know, let you know, y'all are so fortunate. I mean, y'all are among, I think, the first class. No, you're not the first class. I think the last year under an apostle. Second year students might be the ones had first and second year under an apostle, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, what a privilege. What a privilege. Amen. Amen. Okay. Now, these last two classes, we're running. There's a lot still left in chapter 7. Online students, your final exam, you will be responsible for chapter 7. Whatever I don't get to, you're going to have to read it on your own. Amen? I'll do my best to try to go through all of these prayers. Some of the prayers, as I told you, that our author says are prayers, you know, I'm not really familiar with them as being prayers, but it's good information, real, real good information. We have looked at the prayer of petition or supplication. You know, this is where you're going to God and you're praying for yourself. Now, the prayers that we prayed for wisdom and revelation tonight, when you're praying them for yourself, they're petition and supplication. But when you take those same prayers and pray them for somebody else, it becomes intercession. Amen. Remember, in the prayer of petition and supplication, you're praying about your own personal needs. Remember? Okay. We have already talked about the prayer of intercession. I don't know if y'all remember that. That might have been even the first semester. But we talked about it. We looked at the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and we were talking about how important it is for you to know that you can assist somebody in being filled with the Spirit. I don't know if y'all remember that, but we did go over that. So I'm just gonna review the prayer of intercession. The prayer of intercession is to petition or ask God for something on behalf of someone else. Okay? You're not praying for yourself, but you're praying for someone else. This kind of prayer is where you stand in the gap for others. You raise a cover of protection over another person. You enclose them with your prayers. This is what the author is saying, the prayer of intercession. Now, he did not give us Ezekiel 22 and 30, But I don't know, how many people recall reading that? We've read it before. Yeah, Ezekiel 22 and 30. Let's see. Yeah, I heard somebody say, I saw it for a man. That's right. Okay, Ezekiel 22 and 30. He says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But that's what this verse says. But I found none. Amen. So because he didn't find any, he had to go ahead and destroy it, right? Because nobody was there to intercede. Nobody was there to stand in the gap. But that's not us. We know how to intercede. We know how to stand in the gap. Once I think I did let y'all know that, I heard Reverend Montrell minister on the prayer of intercession. And I did suggest, it was not an assignment, that if you had time, you would go back and you would look at that that video. But he was teaching on the prayer of intercession in a way that I had never heard it that way before, and it blessed me so much. Because, what he's saying, a lot of times when we are interceding for somebody, it's like he gave a demonstration. You know, you're standing over here, and then you got your hand stretched out praying for them. But actually, when we're standing in the gap, we're over there, we're in there with them. Think about it. You're in there with them. And you're not reaching to them, but you're talking to heaven on behalf, amen, of that person. It's as if it's you. Amen. So that's intercession. And I saw it so vivid, when he taught that. One of the most important reasons why the Word of God commands that we intercede. And he says the first one, to intercede for the people in authority. That's what we did on last week. You remember that? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Arthur says 1 through 3. I said 1 through 4. The prayer of intercession is not a selfish prayer, because it does not focus on self. It is targeted towards others who are in need of God's favor. The prayer of intercession is also known, according to our author, as the prayer in the spirit or praying in other tongues. Now, he's the first one to say that. I've never seen anybody else say it exactly that way, because I believe that any prayer, you can pray in tongues. Amen. Not just for intercession. We just pray for ourselves, which he says is a petition and supplication. And we prayed in the spirit. Amen. But that's what our author says. So we're going to go by what he says. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 14 and 15 in the Amplified, it says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. My spirit by the Holy Spirit prays within me. But my mind is unproductive, it bears no fruit, and helps nobody. Then what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me, but I will also pray intelligently with my mind and understanding. I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me, but I will sing intelligently with my mind and understanding also. Amen. So you see, he's contrasting praying in other tongues and then praying in your understanding. When we pray in tongues, we don't know, unless the Holy Spirit reveals to us, we don't know what we're praying. Amen. But I can assure you, you are praying the perfect will of God. And we're going to see that in just a little bit. So praying with the understanding and then praying in the spirit or in other tongues. Arthur gives us the benefits of praying in other tongues. Number one, you edify yourself. You can find that in Jude 20. And ye beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? So you edify yourself. Number two, you pray God's perfect will. That's what I just said. Number three, you pray directly to God and not to men. You can look at 1 Corinthians 14 and 2 for that. When you pray in the spirit or in an unknown tongue, you exalt and you glorify God. Acts 10, verses 44 through 46. And when you pray in tongues, you receive spiritual rest. Isaiah 28, 11 and 12. And I want to read that one for you. Isaiah 28, 11 and 12. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, "This is the rest wherewith ye shall call the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing." Yet they would not hear. Amen. So praying in the Spirit, it's the rest and the refreshing. And we've already gone over how you can receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Main points is, number one, you must be born again. So if you're going to minister the baptism in the Holy Spirit to anyone, the first thing you want to do is make sure that they're born again. Make sure that they're saved. Amen. Ask them. And then, you know, sometimes what we do here, we just go ahead and do the salvation prayer. Like in the altar room when people, you know, go up, we just pray the salvation prayer with everybody. Because now the truth is, if you're born again, you can't get born again again. Amen? So we just have everybody pray it. And that way you know that everybody is saved, they're born again. And then they're ready to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So you need to be born again. You must believe that the gift belongs to you. You have to want it. You have to ask for it. Amen? And then the Holy Spirit will give you the gift of speaking in other tongues. But you have to open your mouth and speak. Amen. He's not going to speak for you. A lot of people think that. You know, they think, well, you know, all I have to do is just stand here. No, he's not going to do it. You have to do it. Amen? Amen. 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 All right. The prayer of consecration and dedication. Matthew 26, 39. Talking about Jesus. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will." Y'all remember that? Amen. Now, the author says that in this kind of prayer, the believer takes the opportunity, he says, to repent and confess any sin that he or she might have committed. This prayer can be used to dedicate and consecrate the areas of your life that have become obstacles in your spiritual life to God. You need to sanctify and consecrate your will to the Father every day until you attain the victory. Now, in this prayer, because Jesus said, "If it be possible," this is where I think a lot of people get that idea about praying, "If it be thy will." Y'all remember that? Yeah. Well, where the will of God is known, you don't have to ask, "If it be thy will." You know, it is his will. There are certain things that we have, it's no doubt about it. Healing. Amen. That is the will of God for everybody. You know, the Bible says, "And Jesus healed them all." Amen. So we don't have to say, "If it be thy will." When I think about the prayer of consecration and dedication, I think about those areas where we've got to make a decision. And we want our decision to be in line with the will of God. We don't want necessarily just what we want. But Lord, what you're saying is, what do you want? You know, I had two examples. You know, years ago, I was believing God for a car. And Apostle had taught us about write down your petition, be specific, ask God for what you want, what color you want, you know, the make, the mile, all of that. And I had done all of that. But do you know I allow the enemy to come in and I look in the newspaper and there was another car, not the car I'm believing God for now. I got my petition out. Not the car that I was believing God for. And I went to the dealership. And the guy talked a good line. He just talked a good line. And I bought that car. Biggest mistake I ever made in my life. Amen. No, not the biggest. One of the biggest mistakes I've ever made in my life. Now, I was fortunate. Like I told you, God is so merciful, so merciful. The car started giving me problems probably like after 2 years. And a lot of people were having a lot of problems, big problems, spending big money trying to get it fixed. It was a lemon. The whole car was a lemon. And when I got ready, I said, well, I'm going to get rid of this car before something bad happens. I was what they call upside down. We got car dealer in here, salesman in here, which means that I owed more on the car than the car was worth, because it had depreciated so much in 2 years. But God is so merciful. Do you know He allowed me to get that car, my petition, my original petition? I was able to go ahead on and get. I was upside down. It was okay, and He enabled me to pay for it, instead of me just sit there and say, now, Lord, this is what I want. This is my petition. Your will be done. And wait on Him. Yes. And just wait on Him. I just got a little answer and say, this look good. This look like a good deal. So we got to be careful for these things, because that's what I found out. Remember over in Daniel, and he said, Daniel prayed. And it took, 21 days? And the angel came in and told him, said, from the first day you prayed, I heard you. He said, but I had to fight. Amen? So when we pray, there are demons who hear our prayers. They will sometime come in and slip counterfeits on us, or try to. Amen? But, just wait on God. Make sure that you're hearing what he's saying to you. Sometimes He's going to say it to us through our man of God. I have received things through songs, and it's like, oh God, this is it. But just be mindful. Don't get in a hurry, and don't let the enemy slip something in on you that the Lord has not said this is what He wants you to have. And the other one was, I think I had a note down there about the job. When I graduated from college, I was offered two jobs. One job, paid me twice as much as the other one. I knew nothing about being led by the Spirit at that time. I was saved. Thank the Lord, I was saved. And I knew how to seek God. I knew how to seek Him. But something on the inside, them old people used to say that, something on the inside of me say, take the job making the less money. Everybody thought I was so foolish. I thought I was foolish too. I really did. But I went ahead. I went ahead and I took that job. And it was promotion after promotion after promotion. And I mean, it wasn't long before I was making more than the original job. And not only that, in the original job, I wouldn't have had an opportunity for promotion. I would have just been in that job. That's it. I couldn't go no further. But the job I ended up taking, even though it was making half the money, be on the lookout. God's ways, that, are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They're always higher, because He's got the plan. Amen? And He orders, I like it, He orders the end from the beginning. When He speaks to you, when He says what He's doing for you, it's already, I heard her. It's already done. And then I don't know which one. I don't know if it was Apostle, if it was Reverend Leroy or Reverend Montrell. Sounds like something Reverend Montrell or Reverend Leroy would say. But anyway, so He gives us the end in prayer. You have prayed. You got your verdict. You got your judgment. You got your decision. So then you got to back it up. And God, you got to trust Him. Oh, my God. You got to trust Him to help you to walk this thing out until the manifestation arrives. Amen? Just trust Him. Trust God. Trust the Holy Spirit. He is your helper. He's there to help you, and He is going to do it. Amen? Amen. So don't pray if it be thy will. Pick up your Bible. Find out what the will of God is. Amen? And just stick with that. When it comes to decisions that you have to make, jobs, marriages, moving, seek the Lord. Amen? Seek the Lord. Now, Lord, what you want me to do? I'm consecrating. I'm dedicating this thing to you. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Amen? Amen. So that's the way I see the prayer of consecration and dedication. The prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. We're running. In this prayer, the author says you express thankfulness to God for everything, including past, present, and future blessings. It is so important to thank him for what he's already done. Already done. Amen. What he's doing right now and for what he's going to do, even though you don't see it. Amen. In Psalm 100, we're all familiar with it, verse 4. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. In the prayer of thanksgiving, we should always remember that this is a prayer that should be continuously in our mouth and in our heart. The opposite of being thankful is to complain and murmur, which, according to our author, is an act of irreverence to God. When we start murmuring and complaining, we are being irreverent. God has done, is doing so much for us. We can always find something to be thankful for. Always. I don't care what's going on. You know, just find something to tell him, Lord, thank you. Amen? When should you express thankfulness to God? Author says you should tell God how thankful you are every day. I guess all day, huh? Every day, all day. What should you be thankful for? He asked that question. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, in everything, give thanks. Amen? In everything. Now, you notice he said in everything. He didn't say for everything, right? In everything. But when you find yourself in it, you know, say, okay, Lord, thank you. I'm not by myself. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you just got to go with it. Got to go with it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Make sure I got it all here. In everything, give thanks. Look, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's what God wants. He wants you to give thanks. Now, I want you to listen to this. It's in your book. There are certain personal blessings that you will not see manifest until you begin to give thanks. Amen. Certain blessings you will not see manifest until you begin to give thanks. Before you receive the answer to your prayers, you should be giving thanks for the answer. Amen. Our thankfulness is the same as a prayer of faith. They bring forth the miracle. You must confess. Amen. You must confess your healing. Confess your protection. Confess your deliverance. Confess your health. He didn't say it, but I say it. Confess your prosperity. Confess it. Amen. You know, you don't see it, but confess it. Amen. Every day with a thankful heart. Amen. And then in Ephesians 5:20, he gives us giving thanks always. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Be thankful. I mean, if you want the manifestation, you got to give thanks. You got to give thanks. See, because when you say thank you, you know, you prayed. You prayed in faith. You've got your judgment. Amen. You got your verdict. God has given you a decision. And you're telling him, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's saying to him, look, I believe you. I believe you. So thank you. Thank you. That's what God wants. Amen. You know, are you trusting me? Are you believing me? Mm-hmm. I mean, and when you say, well, thank you. So you must be believing. Yeah. Amen. That this thing is going to show up for you. Amen. Yeah. All right. Now, he gives When I say he, you're talking about our author. The prayer of waiting upon God. All right, now this is a new one for me too. I've never seen it as a prayer, but I see it as a part of prayer. You know, and we've talked about it in this class, the importance of pausing, especially when you're praying in other tongues. You know, you pray, but you never pause to give God an opportunity to speak to you. And this is how we miss a lot of our blessing, a lot of our manifestation. We miss instructions. You know what I'm saying? You know, God is constantly giving us instructions, and we miss it because we're praying, and not pausing. So, I understand what he's saying here, how important it is for us to just be silent and hear what God says. He says, in this prayer, you keep silent before God, and you wait on him. Amen? Psalm 37 and 7, I just had a note, rest in the Lord. Psalm 37 and 7. We're not doing too bad. 37 and 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. Stop looking at other people. Amen. Because the man who bringeth, let me back up, I missed something here. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You know, just don't fret yourself about that. That's what he's telling us. Rest in the Lord. Amen? And so wait upon him. Be silent. Pause. Give him a chance or an opportunity to speak. Train yourself to listen. Ooh, 5 minutes. Oh my, 5 minutes. Okay. Amen. All right. The prayer of binding and loosening. And y'all have always heard that. Matthew 16 and 18. Chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. He says, and you can read the scripture. In this kind of prayer, the believer uses the authority given by God against the enemy. And he gives us a definition of bind. Bind means to prohibit, to declare something to be illegal or improper, to declare something illegitimate. Amen? You need to prohibit, bind, declare illegal and improper everything that the devil is doing against you. Everything that he's doing. It's illegal. Amen? So you can bind that. That's what he's saying. The author is saying you can bind it. Loosen means to be delivered, to open, to allow, to declare something legitimate and legal. This process allows you to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth and to declare it legal by delivering the oppressed, opening the doors of the captives, and letting go of those who are now held in bondage by the enemy. Amen. So we have been given, the main thing is, and this is a prayer, this is one that we're all familiar with, to bind and to loosen. We have been given authority in the name of Jesus to bind, not people. Remember that. You cannot bind people. You can bind the enemy and his work over people. Then we can loose, and when you think about loose the blessings of God. Amen? On them. When you're praying for them, when you're praying for yourself, what you want to do, it's legal in heaven. If it's legal in heaven, then I can make it legal here on earth by speaking it forth. If it's illegal in heaven, sickness, disease, trouble, it's illegal. None of that's in heaven. So you have the right to bind that here on earth. Amen? I think we're doing pretty good. I think we're going to be able to finish this. Amen. We prayed the prayer for wisdom and revelation. We got a good feel for that tonight. Amen? Amen. All right. As I understand, next week is supposed to be our final class. Your final exam will be the week of April 18th through the 22nd. I know it's chapter 6 and 7. I don't remember if it's any of chapter 5 in there. But I know 6 and 7. So you can just start preparing yourselves in chapter 6 and chapter 7. Whatever we did this semester, that's what's going to be on your final. Amen. Any questions? No questions? Thank y'all so much.